So let us go before the Lord today, asking the Lord to help us, Lord. We need help, God. We need help in being more obedient to your word, God, to get our lives in line with what your word says, God. We need your help today, Lord. We come to you, Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, asking you to help us, God. We straighten out our ways and straighten out our walk, God, so what we do is pleasing to you. We ask you to be in the midst of us, God, in the midst of our families, God, and strengthen us and guide us, God, so we'll do your will. We receive blessing and honor when we obey God. We ask that you be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So let's talk about obedience as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, as believers, as Christians, one of the most important commandments we have is to take into our heart the word of God, to obey the Lord. We're commanded to love God and love one another. And if we would obey this commandment, many lives would be changed. Our walk would be different with God. See, we have levels in our faith in which we're willing to obey God. See, we may obey in giving tithes and offerings. We may obey by attending church. We may even obey and share with others. See, but the problem is there's some areas in our faith in which we're not willing to obey God. Now, we can be honest and truthful about this today. See, in the beginning, many of us had an attitude like that of Pharaoh. He said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him? I don't know the Lord, and nor would I do what he says. I would do as I please." See, as with Pharaoh, we come to learn just how real God is. As at the moment, when we start paying that a little bit of more attention to God because of what God has taken us through, we come to understand how instructions from God that he gave mankind was meant to be obeyed. They were meant to last from generation to generation so those who follow the Lord will understand and be able to fulfill his purpose in their life. See, the Lord requires that we fully obey and keep his covenant so we are treasured possession. This is where we begin to struggle. How do we fully obey what God has commanded us? See, God said the whole world is his, and he wants you and I to become priests and in his kingdom to become a holy nation. But we must learn to obey God to get there. See, those who are called to preach and teach it follow the ways done before, instructing God's people in the commandments of God. See, they took the book of the covenant and read it so God's people would know it, so they would know how to obey it, and they would agree with everything that the Lord has taught them. Go with me to Exodus chapter 24, verses 7-8. See, we don't hear that much preaching and teaching these days about how to follow the commandments of God. We like to hear these teachings, man. I guess you call them entertainment teaching, because we want to laugh and we want to joke and everything needs to be funny. And see, this is not what they did. They taught from the word of God. They spoke the very words of God. They weren't teaching some worldly kind of preaching. Exodus chapter 24, verses 7-8 says, "Then he took the book of the covenant and he read it to the people. They responded, 'We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey.' Moses then took the book and spoke to the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made in accordance with all of these words.'" See, there's blessings in store for us when we obey what God commands us. The Lord will drive out our enemies. We must be careful to make sure that we don't entertain ourselves with them. We don't bring in unbelievers who are unwilling to obey God, unwilling to do what God says into our lives, because they will ensnare us into the things that they're doing. See, God makes it clear that we must obey his laws and follow his decrees. He said, I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and my laws, for the person who obeys them, they will live by them. See, God does not ask us to do something that is hard without turning around and saying, I'm going to reward you for your obedience. God says if we'll follow his decrees and be careful in obeying his laws, then we will live in safety. Our land will yield fruit. We'll have the full and of our lives will be full of God and be full of possessions, and we live in safety. So if we obey God's commandments, we will receive all the Lord has. And everything that we ask, God will then see us as a favorite possession, and he will bless us because we obeyed and we did what pleased God. This is God's command, to believe in his Son, in his Christ Jesus, to love one another as commanded by God. God says those who obey his commandments live in him and he in them. And they will give he will give his spirit into us, and we'll live by the Spirit of God because it lives inside of us. See, emboldened in God is not only his commandments, but his love. We cannot see God's commandments as burdensome. We cannot be something you and I won't do or won't follow. See, everyone born of God overcomes this world. This is the victory in obeying God's commandments through us, through our faith in Christ Jesus. See, we have to wake up from our sleep and strengthen what's in us so we have the willingness to obey God. There's work to be done us so our deeds are found complete in the sight of God. We must receive what God commands and obey it and repent from our sins. God has given us a warning that if we do not wake up and follow his commandments, he's going to come like a thief in the night, and we won't know the hour or the time that he's going to come. See, this requires in us patience and endurance. Obeying God's commandment won't be easy. It's going to take some work for us to remain faithful to Jesus. See, a voice from heaven said, blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow. See, how well we obey and walk in God's commandment is being recorded. It's not really, Lord help us today. It's not really in our human nature to follow what other commands us to do. That's just a fact of life. See, from day one, we try to grow up so quickly so we don't have to follow the commandments of our parents' rules on living in their house. We can't wait to leave home, to be on our own, to follow our own rules. See, many work for themselves so they don't have to follow the rules and commandments of other people. See, how are we going to follow Christ Jesus and obey God's commandments when we can't follow? We can't make it without Jesus. We can't make it without God's word. So we need to obey God's word, and his word says follow Christ Jesus. So you and I have to have a spirit of following, of submitting ourselves to God, of giving ourselves over to Christ Jesus. So we try to do things God commands, just a few, you know, we don't do them all. We just try to do a few thinking that's good enough. So we can ignore other things that God has commanded. See, from the time of saving, we'll try to focus on giving offerings and tithes as a means for us to obey God. See, we must hear what God is saying. And what he said then, which still holds true for us today. Though the Lord delight in offering more than he delights in his people obeying his voice. See, there has to be a willingness on our part to keep the statutes of God. To seek the Lord with all our hearts, so we are blessed. See, when there is a willingness to follow all God commands, we're walking away where we do nothing wrong. We're fully walking the ways of God. It's going to take some work on our part. Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. It's going to take some work on our part to get our lives in line with God. Will we fully obey all God's precepts? So our ways in the Lord are steadfast, and we obey God's word. It's not burdensome. It's not a hardship on us who love the Lord. See, God wants us to accept and obey his word. He said, let us reason together, God says. He said, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. If we're willing to be obedient, we'll eat from the best of the land. See, if we rebel against God, he said, you're going to be devoured. He said, so he said, you got to walk in my ways. You got to do as I command. See, the Lord says, if there's no willingness on our part to listen to him, we will harden our hearts against him. Our forehead will become hard as a stone. The Lord will see us as a rebellious people because we are unwilling to follow his commandments. So there's no time for sleeping. We have to keep watching. We have to be willing to follow the Lord so we do not fall into temptation. Jesus says, that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Our human nature is unwilling to follow God. And we must be led by the Spirit, so we'll have a willingness to obey God, a willingness to do what God has commanded us to do. See, Christ Jesus wants nothing more than to come and gather us up and place us under his wings. But there are too many who are unwilling to obey the Lord. See, each year we turn more and more away from the ways of God, showing the Lord just how unwilling we are to obey, to do as God's commandments. So we need to turn back while there's still time. We need to turn back to God. We need to get our children to turn back to God. We need to teach the word of God. We need to read the word of God. There has to be a willingness to obey God, to live in harmony with each other. So we cannot be proud. We have to be willing to associate with people with low positions so we're not conceited. We must establish our faith in a way that we will obey the commandments of God every day of our life, night and day. No one has achieved perfection. So we stumble in many ways. So this is about having a willingness in us to finish the work that has been started. Having an eagerness, a willingness to follow the commandments of God, allow the work to complete according to our means. See, the Lord says that if there is a willingness, then the gift is acceptable. According to what one has, not according to what one does not have. See, it's all about our willingness to obey God. See, when there is a willingness to follow God, we'll run a good race. But if we allow our willingness to die, then other things will come in and cut off our faith, keeping us from obeying God. We must be willing to pursue that which comes from God. But we must be careful. We know that just a little yeast can work through the whole batch and ruin it. See, there must be a willingness to obey. A willingness to accept that would make us follow God's commandments, to be rich in doing good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. See, we not only need a willingness, we need to be willing to do what God's commands. So we lay up a treasure for ourselves as a firm foundation so we take hold of life that is truly life. See, having a willingness to obey God, to follow Christ Jesus, leads us through a process of purification so we come to obey God's truth all the days of our life. Our willingness will cause us to live in obedience to the Lord with sincere love for our brothers and sisters. We come to love God with all our heart and to love one another deeply. God is calling us to allow him to teach us his word and ways so we can live by them and take possession of that which the Lord has planned for us. See, we must obey and not add to what God has commanded or spoken, not subtract from it, but keep the commandments of God as spoken by God. There are blessings for those who carefully follow the commandments of God. He will set us high above all the nations on earth. All the blessings of God will come upon us and accompany us if we obey what God has spoken. So we desire to live in obedience to God. We accept the fact that obeying God means we offer ourselves up as slaves to his word, son, and spirit. We know anyone who fully gives himself over to something becomes a slave to that which he obeys. See, we live in obedience to God because it leads to righteousness. See, when we live in obedience to God, others will see our faith in God. We're obedient in doing good, and we're innocent in doing evil. We remain obedient because God is going to crush Satan, all those who do his work. Go with me to Romans chapter 16, verses 19 to 20. See, being obedient to God is what the Lord is looking for in us. It is what others should be able to see in us. Romans chapter 16, verses 19 to 20 says, everyone has heard about your obedience. So I am full of joy over you because I want you to be wise about doing what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. And the grace of our Lord Jesus will be with you. So you must share God's word. Serve in faith. Be obedient in the things of God. And confess our obedience to the gospel. So others will see our obedience as we share the Lord with them. See, we have to be like Christ Jesus who learned obedience from what he suffered and was once made perfect. The Lord became the source of eternal salvation for all who believe in him. See, Christ suffered so we can have ourselves and be able to arm ourselves with the same attitude, the same motivation, the same obedience as Christ Jesus. Because the one who suffers is done with sin. Do not live their lives carrying out sinful desires anymore, but rather in obedience to God. It's very simple. So we claim we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness. We lie and we do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, the Lord says, if we walk in obedience and we walk in fellowship with Christ Jesus, we'll follow and do the things that Christ did. Because it was obedience to the Father. And then you and I will be obedient to Christ Jesus. And God will bless our lives. He'll bless our walk. He'll bless our work. He'll bless our family because we're living in obedience to God and it pleases him. See, we have to understand just how unwilling our human nature is to follow God's commandments. Our nature wants to be selfish. It wants to be greedy. It wants to hate. It wants to slander. It wants to seek pleasure. It wants to have a lustful heart. The Apostle Paul shared with us how he had to beat his body so it would be in submission to the word and will of God. See, Paul said, I have to take it. I have to beat my nature. I have to beat it because it's unwilling to obey. We're unwilling to live by the obedience of God. So he said, Satan is right next to me. He said, I have to beat it off. I have to keep it down because I know my sinful nature will rise up and I will disobey God. But Paul said, this is work. I constantly work on myself. I constantly bring myself into obedience to God. But if obeying God is burdensome, we will harden our heart and our faith will fail us. We know the Lord because we obey what he commands. And anyone who obeys God's word, God's love is truly made complete in him. And anyone who claims to be in him must walk in Christ Jesus. That he's our example. He's our Lord. He's our God. We must follow him. We must let him lead and guide us. We can't have this unwilling spirit, this unwillingness to follow God, to sacrifice, to submit ourselves to God's will and way. We must be obedient to God. Obey the Lord. Obey God's commandments to walk in love. Obey what we have heard and received from the Lord, being faithful all the way to the end. See, there is no bad days. See, every day, though we may have trouble, we are obedient to God. We do good. We share with others. We pray we are faithful in the things of God. We carry out the word of God in our lives. We are an example to our children. We are an example to our co-workers. We are an example to those who don't know God. Praise God. God requires that those who come to him are willing to obey his word, son, and spirit. Praise the Lord. Christ came and demonstrated and taught his followers how to live in obedience to God. Thank you, Jesus. We know how to obey. We do know how to obey. We know how to obey our own desires and our sinful nature. We know how to follow our own plans and obey our own rules. But we struggle in obeying God. It's not easy keeping one body in check. It should take a lesson from the Apostle Paul, who continually beat his body, continued to beat his sinful nature, so it would be in check, that it would not cause him to fail God, that he will not walk away from the commandments of God. We have to take obedience in the Lord seriously. See, if our eyes are disobedient to God, we got to beat our eyes so our eyes see as God wants us to see and not see as this world sees, not looking at the things we shouldn't be looking at. We got to keep ourselves in check here. See, if our mind is disobedient to God, we got to get our mind under control so our thoughts are the thoughts of God and not the thoughts of this world. You got to beat your sinful nature so it obey God. Lord, help us today. Our desires in us, our heart is in us, and if what's in us is just crying out for greed and hate and lust and pleasure, you and I got to beat our sinful nature down. Bring it in obedience to God's word. Bring it in obedience to what God is telling us to do. And if our hands and our feet are disobedient to God, you got to beat your hands. Stop your hands from stealing. Stop your hands from doing wrong. Bring your body and your sinful nature in obedience to God. Keep your body in check, control of yourself, God says. This might sound crazy, but our nature is out of control. Sin is ruling over us. What's in us must obey God. We must submit ourselves and live in full obedience to God. We got to overcome this thing. God has given us a way through his son, Christ Jesus. You and I got to have a willingness to follow, a willingness to obey, the willingness to follow God's word, to do what Christ Jesus, to listen to the Holy Spirit, do good and not do evil. Bring ourselves under control and bring ourselves under obedience of Christ Jesus. God will bless us. Good things will come from our lives. People will see us doing good. We then be able to explain about the goodness and awesomeness of God, how it works in our lives, how we had to overcome so many things in our lives, but we took control of ourselves. We surrendered ourselves and submitted ourselves to God, and God's power started working through Christ Jesus, putting down, putting to death everything is in us because we wanted to be obedient to God, to God's word. It wasn't burdensome. It wasn't hard. We sacrificed ourselves. We suffered so that God can set us free from this. Let us bring ourselves in obedience to God. Let us live our lives in obedience to God, in truth to God, night and day. God, we ask that you be with us, God. Lord, you said as sin increased, your grace was increased, God. But we need to have a willingness, God. We need to have a willingness to obey, to surrender ourselves, our thoughts, our plans, our body, our nature to you. So God, you can help us get control of ourselves so we are obedient to you and you will bless us. We'll be pleasing to you. We'll be a treasure possession to you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do in the name of your son. Guide our hearts and our minds into your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you. You be strengthened by the Lord today.